Can your workplace make you get the vaccine?
Basically, can your boss say you have to get a shot to keep working?
Right,
to keep
exactly.
Your job?
Right. So I took this question to Carmel Shachar. She's a bioethicist. She's also a lawyer. She runs a center at Harvard that deals with health law. And actually, when I first got in touch with her, I emailed her and she's like, oh, yeah, we are in a meeting right now discussing this.
I think this absolutely will get litigated because a lot of people will feel like I don't want to take this vaccine. My rights are being violated.
And in fact, there appears to be the first lawsuit of this kind just filed last month. There's a guy, corrections officer in New Mexico, and he was told that he needed to get the shot. He didn't want to get it. But his employers at the detention center said, look, you've got 5 days to get the vaccine or you might lose your job. As far as I know, he has not lost his job yet, but he's arguing that these vaccines just have emergency approval. They've not received the full approval that vaccines usually get, and so that he shouldn't have to take it. But Carmel says that that argument will probably not hold up in court.
So the idea that, oh, we're being the guinea pigs here and we're not getting a vaccine that's been properly vetted doesn't really have a lot of legs to it. Really, the law does not treat vaccines nearly as controversially as I think some elements of popular culture do.
She says, of course, there are some special cases. You know, if you have a disability or you have a sincerely held religious belief, you know, your workplace can't make you get a vaccine. But for most people, she says, yeah, once you're eligible, you've had the time to go get the shot, your workplace can make you go get the vaccine.
So the emergency use authorization, that part is just not legally relevant here?
Well, it's not quite that. You know, we're in this like unprecedented moment. We haven't really done this before. So it's a little unclear how the courts are going to rule. But Carmel says, you know what? These vaccines have gone through lots of tests. Millions of people have taken them now. So they are experimental, really just a name at this point. But she does point out, if it's really important to you, you can refuse to get the shot.